Sérgio, isso, velho. So last time on Sunday we went to the Gemara and we suggested perhaps it's Avnei Sakinu Masoi. So perhaps it was Odom, perhaps the Toldo is the Toldo of Odom, that's Yoshin maybe, but then we said it's not Yoshin, maybe Tichoi V'Nioi, it can't be Tichoi maybe it's Eish, maybe it's Avnei Sakinu Masoi, and we said it can't be that either. We're really stuck. We don't know what the pop-up was referring to. Can't be Karen, not be Shen, can't be Regel, can't be Bo, can't be Odom, and can't be Asian. So what is it? But before we get to the final answer, what the pop-up was speaking about, there are some good questions that were asked on Sunday that need to be answered. Rabbi Shua asked the great question. Rabbi Shua asked, is a toldo, the spit going out of the mouth is a toldo because it's koichoi. And b'met, that's the maskon, it's a toldo. There's psukim about throwing stones, right? It says if somebody, right? He hits his friend with a stone. Or there's other psukim as well. What about if somebody goes into the forest and he's cutting wood? Fine that there's, again, they killed somebody. So you see, even though somebody's doing it by his hand, it's koichoi. And koichoi is in the Torah. So there's really two questions. How can we have a minute to say that it shouldn't be chayiv? I mean, the pasuk says that you're chayiv misa for such a thing, and the person's chayiv misa for such a thing. And base, why should it be a toldo? It's written in the Torah. That was a kasha which was posed by Rabbi Shua. So I mentioned to you that you should be thinking that before you go to sleep, or we're trying to fall asleep, and that's why you're looking exhausted, unable to sleep. But this question is asked in a few places in Chiddush Ibn Hattam, here and then later on in the Sugya of Eish. And because of this question, he says that this is a big chiluk between the Odom, between Hezek Momoin and Hezek Odom. There's a difference between if an item Momoness gets damaged, if monetary things get destroyed, or if it's a person who damaged a person. For instance, we find that regarding an item that got broken, a vase, that could be done in the Shein or could be done in the Regel. There's different names given for how an item got broken. So when it comes to Momin, then there's a discussion that the Torah gave, characterized each activity, how did it happen? And each thing got a name. So maybe it could very well be, if it's not in the Torah, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv, then be a toldo. Hashem, when it comes to a person being damaged by another person, then there's just one thing. Did it happen by a person? Is the act that you did related back to you? Right? If somebody cuts wood and the bazel goes off and hits, kills somebody, there's one question. Is the person that got killed connected to the one that hit with the wood? And there's no, when it comes to whether a person is liable for damage he did to anyone else, then there's no different names or labels given to it in the Torah. It's a simple question, was the act related to you? So he says, therefore, that's why all those cases about throwing a stone, they're all talking about killing or injuring a person. So then there's one question, was that act done by the person? If it was, and koch is considered done by the person, then it'll be chayiv. And that's not a problem that it's koichoi, because there was never shaila of obvious and told us by such a person who injured a person. Hashem, our shaila, our sugar, the last two daf, is a shaila of momenus, hezek momen. Well, there, it's very dependent how the momenus happened. Did it happen on an ishen or regel or keren, be'ita, what's in Shusaram, Shusayochid, all the different halachas? That's because the Torah labeled, how did this item get damaged? One Nekuda, just to prove the point, he says, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chevar HaMazik, which is where he talks about damages that happen, for the first five prokim, there's no mention about a toldom. And that's talking about Odom, Shizik, Odom. And when we get to Mominus, all of a sudden he starts talking about Kichoy being a toldom. That's a big bot. So you see that this point. When it comes to Odom, a person injuring another person, or a person killing another person, then there's no nafkumina in the Torah how you label it. So it's a question, did you do it? Did that guy do it? If he did it, he's chayv. When it comes to things that got damaged, broken, then the question is, how did that happen? And then the Torah labeled it, therefore, there's room to say, if the Torah didn't label it, maybe it'll be potter complete. Yes, sure. You want to say something?
Then why is there a discussion when we talk about Karen that they brought in the discussion with the Adam and that?
And then the question was on the Gemara, on the Pasuk. Why the Pasuk says Negifo and not Negicho? Right? So it was speaking about it showed that as a Odom. But the question was, is it Negicho or Negifo? But also there, it's talking about an animal damaging. An animal damaging a person is, together moments. It's not the person, tough guy, and when a person damages another person, there's one question. Did you do it? When an animal doing it, then it's back to mominus.
So a person, I guess, still would have a role in this sugya or in this parak, when he's beginning this parak, if an adam would cause damage to someone's mominus.
Right.
As long as mominus is involved, either as a cause or as the object that got.
That's why the Gemara says kicho. Kicho could be a toldo. Because kicho is someone damaging an item, and then it'd be a toldo. That was one point that was asked, was very, very good. Oh, which was asked. Another Makud, which we mentioned, I think maybe Yossi mentioned this, that I think we answered that as well. But Rashi, when Rashi talks about the spit that landed, it says a person slipped on it. Why do we focus on a person and not Kalim slipped on it? So, answer is possible. I think we said that just to make sure if we didn't. That we're talking about a boy, and a boy is possible for Kalim, so there's no point about talking about Kalim slipped on it, broke it, became broken, because you wouldn't be chayed for Kalim. Kalim that became broken in a boy is no chiv. Chamoy v'lo Kalim. But Odom that gets broken, there is a chiv. Right? Odom that gets broken is
a chiv.
An animal that slips on it, could be talking about an animal.
But it has to land on it, and it has to be not by the ram, because that's the part of the Oma.
So the aura which we had last time is that according to Shmuel, it could be that a person or an animal slipped on it and broke the legs on the street. According to Rav, it's very hard to find how you'll find it, and I found where Shash asked that question. This wrote as a passing point, I come to Rav, the only way it'll be chayv if somehow he broke himself on the spit, which is not shaykh. It's just not shaykh. So Mila, the Or is asked by Nachronim, also Nachronim poses this point, I come to Rav, but it's a boy, but there's no chayv whatsoever. I come to Shmuel, there will be enough communicating with the potter, but Odom, or you're right, also Behemoth, would be chayv.
Because he spit and has corona. It's sick. Yeah.
So I didn't feel for that.
Wow.
Because who says Corona existed? No, I didn't mean that. It's hesitant in any case. It's not something you can see. It's not tangible. It's germs. It's not something you're chayv. Okay. Then, so that was the second Nakuda I felt. Second and third Nakuda I felt. And now for the last point before we get to the point of a poppy. So we mentioned on Sunday that there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos in the sugya. The Gemara says, "Maishna Eish in the middle of the night. Maishna Eish to koyach acher meul behen, and memoynecha or shmiyason olam." So we mentioned the Gemara says. That Eish and Amrit Sekin Masoi, they share the same characteristics. Why? Because they both have a Kerach Achim Ma'ur Boi, they're a Moin Cho, and you have to look after them. So Mela, right? So Tosis in the second Tosis doesn't really mean to say has to be dach your mind. It means it's related, it's considered your money. Torah put it in your responsibility. Pasha's mind, Pasha's age means you lit it. It's your fire. But the truth is, even if you use somebody else's fire, it would be the same. So it's considered your fire, your mind. But so what we say is Koyach Achim Uvboi in both. And therefore, just like by Eish Yochayev, so too by Am Yisakina Masoy Yochayev. Rashi said, Koyach Achim Uvboi, Koyach Achim Uvbo, Mamash in the middle of the page, first word in the line is Malicho, Vahavale Lasuke Adaiti. Should have thought about it, should have considered it. So Rashi is clearly writing that the Koyach Achim Uvboi is a reason for stringency. It's a reason to make you liable. It was something we should have thought about. It's Koyach Achim Uvboi. And therefore, just like my Eish, the person is chayav, because he should have thought about it, then it was a moment he should have looked after it, so to every Avnei Sakina Masoidi, even the Gag, making him come forward, but so you should be chayav, because it's Koyach Achim Uvboi, you should have thought about that. It's your moment, and Shmir also on that. I think Reuven pointed out that Tosis the base of the Aleph, he said, "Punkt verkehrt." The Koyach Achim Uvboi is a reason to be more lenient, not a reason for stringency. Koyach Achim Uvboi is a reason to say that I would have thought you'd be potter. The Torah would say a chayv for showing, and for showing a chayv. It should be potter because it's Koyach Achim Uvboi. It's not something inherently inside it, had some outside force making it go. So Mamela, you would have thought it's potter. So Tosis there Bemet said, the Pshat and Agmar is slightly different. Not that Maishno Eish, that you're chayiv, because A, you should have thought about it, because it's Koyach Achim Uvboi. And B, it's your moment, and C, because it is, you're meant to look after it. But rather, it means that it's just like Eish, even though there's room for leniency, because the Koyach Achim Uvboi, even though there's room for leniency, nevertheless, you're chayiv because it's Memoin Chosh Mosan and the form. So to hear, so to buy him, Avni Sakinim Asoi, even though there would be room for leniency, nevertheless, since it's Memoin Chosh Mosan and the form, you're going to be chayiv. So the words, means despite the fact, even though, despite the fact that is still going to be chayiv. Right? Everyone got that part so far?
It's not one of the elements to the age.
Right, it's despite the fact. Despite the fact it's Koyach Achim Uvboi, where you would think you'd be potter, you know there's chayav because of these two things. So to hear, despite the fact it's Koyach Achim Uvboi, you should be potter, nevertheless, you're going to be chayav because it is Koyach Achim, and because it's Mamoyin Chosh Marcella. Right? You're quite right. That one of the definitions of Ish is its Koyach Achim Uvboi. That's not a reason to make you chayiv. If anything, it's a reason to let you off the hook. Right? So just to understand, is a machlokes between them? One saying Koyach Achim Uvboi is a chumah, and the other one saying Koyach Achim Uvboi is a kula. Sounds a bit like Svaros Afuchos. We try not to do that. Try not to make them polarized so much. You're saying, whoa! To Chumra, and you're saying it's a reason to be Chayim, and you're saying it's a reason to be Mako. What's going on? So, just to make it a bit easier to understand, there's Be'etzim and Eish, there's two things, there's two factors. There are, in Eish, in every Eish, there is a reason to be, there is an Eish, one Svara to say that one should be more Chayim by Eish than other things. And Mitzal Sheini by Eish, there's also a Svara to say that you should be more. Make them by Ish than other things. It's not that one that the Rishonim are completely polarized, but they're focusing on a different aspect of the Ish. Ish mitzad echod can't do anything without any other force. Mitzad echod, it's much less than a shoy, because a shoy has a power inside it to go and damage. Eish doesn't. So mitzad echad, Eish is more of a reason to be more maker than Eish, than Nishar, because it itself has no koyach. Tzad sheni, there's no way of protection. It's ruach from elsewhere that can just take you anywhere. Tzad sheni, Eish, although it doesn't have its own power, tzad sheni, it could get anywhere. There's no hagbalot in such a thing by Eish. If you leave an Eish uncovered, it's completely depends on the wind, and whatever the wind does is going to happen. It can be mitzvah shet, like anything. So, mitzvah echot, it itself doesn't have such a kerch. Tzad sheni, because of the wind, it can go anywhere. So, if you look at the point of looking after it, if you're focusing on that I should have looked after it, the fact that I didn't look after it made it could go anywhere. If you're focusing on what it can do, it can't do that much. If you're focusing on the chesaron of the person should have looked after this fire, and he didn't look after this fire, he therefore caused something terrible, because this thing is uncontrollable, could go anywhere. So the person, by not looking after it, did something terrible. But if you're focusing about what my thing can do, my thing can't do that. My thing, my item, can't do that much. My item is a little piece of fire that can't do anything. It needs the wind. So if you're focusing on the item, his reason for leaving. If you're focusing on the fact that he didn't look after it, there's a reason for stringency. And that's Machlikas Rashi Tesis. Which one do you focus on? Do you focus, you had an item which you didn't look after? And that, due to the fact you didn't look after it, it's way worse than anything else. If you don't look after a shore, you can be sure this shore is only limited damage because it gets tired, it can't go so far, if it doesn't have a yitzhar inside, it's not going to do it. There's only a limited damage. The fact that I didn't look after my animal, not so terrible. But the fact that I didn't look after my ish is terrible, terrible. Because my ish, because I didn't look after it, it could get anywhere. That's Rashi. Rashi said that you should have thought about the wind coming. Means you didn't look after your fire. You were negligent in looking after your fire in such an extreme extent that it could really go anywhere. Tosis was focusing more on the item itself. The item itself is less of a problem than a shoy. A shoy has inherent koyach to go and cause damage. This item doesn't. And therefore, this item has less of a reason to be liable for mitam, the item. My thing did damage. My thing can't do. My thing can't do damage. It's the wind that's going to make it, but my thing can't do the damage. So that's a shayla. What do you focus on? Do you focus on the ish shmira, the not doing shmira, in which case ish is terrible, far worse than anything else? Or do you focus on the davar mazik, the thing that can do damage, the item? Focus on the item is better than any other item. Yeah? Understand the chiluk? Right, David? If you're focusing on your lack of shmira, you didn't guard something that because you didn't guard it, it could go anywhere. Mamish negligence. If you're focusing on what my thing can do, my thing mamish can't do that much. And here comes the big read in Baba Kama and Yetzirah when you learn it with your grandchildren or your children. There's a standard shayla which they ask, which we've already discussed a number of times, and this is one of the things. Standard shayla: why is a person chayev for what his things do? I have a shoy. My shoy goes and damages. What's that got to do with me? Why am I chayev for that? Why am I chayev for my shoy does? Well, I do. Okay, I understand. I did it. But my shoy, why should I be chayev for what my shoy does? Why should that be? And the standard chakir is, are you chayev because you didn't guard it? Or are you chayev because of what your thing did? The Torah was machayev for your momin as well. Besides the fact that the Torah is machayev for what you do, the Torah is machayev for your momin. The standard shayla, is it? B'met, you're not chayev for your momin, you're chayev because of what you didn't do. You should have looked after it. Or is it because, yes, you are chai for what your mom does. Just like you're chai for what you do, you're chai for what your mom does. That's a chakir which is asked by every single Rosh Hashiva in the last 100 years and on. It's a standard chai, right? Why are you chayim by your mom? Is it because, yes, you're chai for your mom. Just like you're chai for yourself, you're chai for your mom. You own it, you have your item damages, you have to pay for your item damages. Oh no, why should I be chayiv for my mom? My mom's not me, why should I be chayiv? Chayiv because of me. I should have looked after it. I didn't look after it. That's why I'm chayiv for. That's why I'm chayiv for, because I didn't look after my item. So that's the standard hakir. Yeah?
Where you have the shmir thing required, you're focusing on the person that did it, and then you have this whole element of the bonus and share. If it's just your mom, then it's strictly liable. My property
is very good.
It doesn't matter.
If it's there, if we take on the tzad that your mom had damaged, so why should I be potter if it was an anus? My mom did it. Answer is anus, Rachmona Patri.
Anus what?
Rachmona Patri. If it's an anus, it turns into your potter. You're right, this is another one of the Nafka minutes. Why are you potter if an anus happens? Is it because it's not like you look after it? I did look after it. That onus happened. So why should I be chayv? Or is it that you should be chayv? The sibit is there to be chayv. But onus, achmona, patri. The Torah let you off in a situation of onus. Right? That's going to be also very good. Same chakir. You say, in a case where my animal damages, let's say I locked up my pen and it broke out. And it damaged the top of somebody's field. Why am I potter? The pasuk says, the Gemisha says, the queen is saying a deal, and no one in front of Kiroi, potter. If you locked up properly, you're potter. Why are you potter? Are you potter because you did your shmir? Why should I be chayim? There's no reason to be machayim me. I did my shmir. What do you want from me? I did everything I was meant to have done. The only reason why I'm chayim is because I didn't look after my thing. I did look after my thing. Or the reason why I'm potter is for new reason. Really, my animal damaged, I should be chayv. There's a cloud, oinus, rachmona, patri. If there's an oinus, the Torah lets you off the hook. The Torah really said, really, yeah, your animal damaged, you should be chayv. But the Torah not let you off the hook. That's what Yeshua was saying. And that's part of this chakir. Why am I chayiv by, you could really ask this command every daf. Why am I chayiv when every time my animal damages? Is it because of a lack of shmira? Or is it because my item did it? My mom and I did it. Right? I couldn't send it there. Rashi said, you're potter. Why does Rashi say you're potter? Remember, I couldn't send it there. Very good. Why haven't I remembered? I did everything I was meant to have done. I did everything I was meant to have done. That was the one with the Rashi
saying, yeah.
You're
going to
see.
So
very good. Very, very good. That's going to be part of this Hakir. I had to read the Mishnah. Very, very good.
What
did David say? David said, if you read the Mishnah, the Mishnah sounds one of the ways. Mishnah said, tell the Shalosh Behen. Shedarkon lazik, Ushmiroson olecho, Ushe hizik, Havamazik, Eshan Tashumi nezik. Sounds like it's because of your shmir, you're meant to look after it, that's why you have to pay. Sounds like one of the tzadok, right? Which is spoken about as well. Simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like one of the tzadok. So if we now put this on the table, there's a chakira, why a person's chay for shoy, and for eish, and for boy. And for Shen and Regal, it was just Chakir, why one's Chayiv? Is he Chayiv because he didn't look after it? Or is he Chayiv because his item did it? Right? Just, if you looked after it, then the Torah let you off. If you didn't look after it, then the Torah said your item did it, you're Chayiv to pick. So once you take that, and you put that into our discussion, we just said about Eish, we have a very nice understanding why Tosi says what he said, why Rashi says what he said. Rashi says, by Eish, the Ruach. Should have thought about the Ruach. What did we say? Why is Ruach so terrible? Because if you don't look after that thing, it can go anywhere. So you didn't look after it. So you should jolly well be chayiv, because by not looking after it, it could go anywhere. Tachini, we said, the Tosis said, Aish is not so bad. Why is Aish not so bad? Because my item can't do that much. My item can't do that much. It needs something else to make it do it, but my item can't do that much. So Tosis holds that the reason why you're chayiv from Momen Amazik, the reason why you're chayiv is because it's yours. That's why you're chayiv, because it's yours. I'm chayiv because it's mine. It's my show that did it. It's my show that ate it. My show that kicked it. It's my boy that did it. I'm chayiv because it's mine. And it's my age that did it. My age did it? My age can't go that far. So Ruach that did it. In Achronim, there would be a sound that we should say the age is not so terrible. Because it's not my thing that can do it. My thing is a very timid thing. It's the Ruach that's going to have to make it. Says Tosfos that the Ruach is the reason for lenience. Because the item itself can't do that much. The item can't do it. It needs something else. And why am I chayiv by Momen Amazik? Because my thing did it. And my thing can't do it. My thing can't do it. It needs the Ruach. That's Tosfos. Hashem and Rashi learned why you're chayiv for Momen Amazik? Because you didn't look after it. And didn't look after Shoy. No. You didn't look after Shoy. It'll get tired eventually. It won't be hungry. It won't be angry. If you didn't look after Shoy, it's not so bad. If you didn't look after an Aish, it could go anywhere. So there's more of a reason to be more humble by Aish more than anything else.
Why?
Understand?
Yeah, but then in Tosfos' role, Ruach Mitzuya, Ruach Lo Mitzuya, it's unexpected or unexpected. That doesn't play.
Same question, same answer.
An expected win goes into the equation of the person's shmira, what level of shmira or how much they should protect. The other one is an onus because.
Same question you asked before and the same answer.
Okay.
So you asked the same question again, and what was the answer I gave you?
Okay, the
Torah gave
the Torah for.
If it's wrong, the Torah let you off.
So same thing with the Taman and Muad, because again, like the Muad, what's your animals in Muad? We let you off three times because it's not. But now that you see that this animal, it's the same animal, has the same strength, same inherent power.
What's your awesome question?
Yeah.
What's your question?
I don't understand Tosfos.
You
dealing with
the
Muad versus
the Tam. So again, if it's a Tam, so it's not something it was expected, I should have thought it should run off.
Okay, but then it's still yours. It's still your
yeah,
problem.
Yeah.
It's still my thing. Yeah. And it has the same power.
So just like the Torah let you off by Oinus, so to the Torah lets you off on such things because the Torah, it's not something I really should have thought about so much.
But again, why bring in the equation? Bring it into the equation. I shouldn't have thought about it so much. If it's me that's doing it because it's considered me, then who cares? Who cares what you should have thought about or not?
Very good. So, as much as by earnest, you understand that the Torah let me off the fact that it's something which is unexpected completely. So here's a new chiddush. It's something partially unexpected. The Torah says, okay. Sug shel oinus, not mamish oinus. You're right, definitely you come to Rashi, it reads better. But that's how it's anyway going to be. If you're going to have palganistic knos, definitely, I mean, something totally unexpected, my show should do it. If you're a palganistic knos, then it's much easier. Mamish, no reason to be chayv. Because Mechteza should think my animal's going to go. Same power, Mechteza should think that. But it says, then palganistic mamoina, then you have an aura. We have to play with that. Okay, so that's the. Last good, I wanted to speak out before we get to the problem. Right, but it's important to hakir, which is very important to lay on the table and to understand the amkas of it. We're saying, this is the machlokes, why one's chayiv, when one's momin damages, and how you understand that will make us understand whether the kerch achim or boy by eish is a reason for stringency or a reason for lenience. If you say that the reason why one's chayiv for his mom and the damages is because you didn't look after it, so not looking after a fire has dramatic effect because the wind can take it anywhere. So it's a terrible lack of shmira, so you're jolly well going to be a chayiv for it. It's totally different to not looking after an animal. It's okay. A sudden lack of shmir. It's not as bad as when the zakur happened all over, which could take you anywhere. Ashenken, if you learn that the reason why you're chayiv is because it's my money that did it, my thing that did it, my ish didn't do it, my ish together with kerb achim all over, my ish, maybe there would be room to be more lenient. And that's how Tesis understood. And that's why Tesis says there would be more room to be lenient.
You give edge to a hash, there room to be lenient?
Yeah. Why? It's also kerb achim all over. But we see in the Mishnah of Chayim for Ish. So we see that. Same thing. It's like your Kerch Achim Oru. I give it to
Chayim. Yeah. Same, just like my thought. It doesn't matter if that you're the one that's spreading it around.
Yasele. Ish is always Kerch Achim Oru. And the Mishnah says you're Chayim for it. The Shadow was. Is the reason why you chayv because it's kerch achim olam boy, or despite the fact that it's kerch achim olam boy? Now, why do you chayv by kerch achim olam boy? You or whoever is chayv with kerch achim olam boy. Then suddenly the Mishnah says so. Hever, one's chayv for eish, which is by definition kerch achim olam boy. Our question was, is that why am I chayv for eish? Is it a kosher gain from shoy? If already you're chayv for shoy, for not looking after your shoy, suddenly you should be chayv for eish, not looking after your eish. Or hafuch, it's not koski. So I can hear you can be chayv. Eish is a chiddush to be chayv. And that's the chiddush, what the Mishnah told us, Yechayv, the Torah told us, chayv eish. So Shaila had to learn why the Torah needed to come along to tell me why eish yechayv. Could have learned it from Shoy. Torah said, no, you couldn't learn it from Shoy. Why can't you learn it from Shoy? Because Shoy has an inherent curse to damage. So my thing did it. Eish, my thing didn't do it. It was a chashu that did it. It wasn't my fire that did it. Okay? It's still chayim, but it's a chiddush toyah, which you couldn't have learned from Shay.
The other way?
The other way is saying that, no, that is, by Eish, we could have learned from Shay. Because it's a kosher gain. If I read him chayim for Shay, kosher gain should be chayim for Eish. So why did the Torah write Eish? To tell me that the Ptorium of Tomon, things like that. Well, we're going to see enough data on a base. Yeah, so that's the payment. So that's the that was the background on the Sunday shift. Moving on now. So now we move on to what is the answer of a Papa? What did a Papa say? And what was a Papa referring to when he said that totally same lab creates them? And David, what does "told the same love ki yotzei mean? Told the same love ki yotzei b'hem. What does it mean?
Potter.
Right, it means he's potter. What do a potter mean when he said that the told of the av is potter? And what was he referring to? Says the Gemara. V'chi ka'om ha'popo atolda the regel. Regel! Regel, told of regel. We've already established that told of regal is like regal. I take everyone who's where we're holding, yeah? Middle of the page, yeah? Answers the Gemara, Bachatzi Nezek Tsoyois, Tehilchas Agamirina. No, Papa's speaking about Chatzi Nezek Tsoyois. The told of regal, meaning Chatzi Nezek Tsoyois, Tehilchas Agamirina, Tehilchas Agamirina. So Papa said, you're potter for tzuris. Because it's halacha the Moshe of Sinai.
You're not potter.
Right, so not potter. So what do you want? If Papa says, you're potter, the told on the arm is not like the arm, it's potter. Because then he was referring to tzuris, because he'll look for Sadaq and Mir Lof.
The Gemara is in potter.
Right. Rashi, we're going to bash the whole way through. Rashi said, told the same lab Yitzvam, we've heard the point that this Rashi a few times. Loishna told all, Loishna Av, Imizik Misharim, Oidilna, Loyo, there's no chiv to pay. So what was your papa saying that there's no chiv to pay? It's a told of regal, a told of regal. Told of regal doesn't need to pay, yes. Katsi Nezek Tsuris. Chatzin Nezek Tzuris, you don't need to pay. The Hilchos Gemira, that you do need to pay. So what's Rashi mean? Right? You don't need to pay, you do need to pay.
Well, actually, it also contrary to what the Rosh was saying. The Rosh says that if you're starting with a payment, it's being reduced. You're not going from nothing to something.
Okay, so Shiro's once again three steps ahead. So say contrary, I mean, who says contrary? But yeah,
I'm sorry.
But there's Tom, it's okay. The pshat like this, we once had a hakir, which we know the Rosh has once out of it. That why is Tzoris? Tzoris is really regal, just you get let off the hook, chatzinezek, or is Tzoris really a reason to be completely and utterly potter? But the Torah, halacha mishnisin and machadish, a new chiddush, a new chiyuv of chatzinezek. So Rashi understands that really Tzoris is potter completely. It's complete total. An animal that walks in the street with regal and picks up a stone is potter. And there's a new halacha mishnisinai that came along and said that you're chayim. So that's what Papa was saying. Papa was saying, told this to regal, told this him, love Kaitlem, meaning the told of regal, meaning tsurois, not the classic told of regal, rather tsurois is potter, is not like the app, it's potter completely. Why do you need to pay? There is halacha mishnisinai. It says a new chiyuv called tzuris.
That seems to be a tzara. What animals from Bama? They can't have shmira or tzara. So
you could.
I think there's no
even something on the hook.
It's so random.
You can't make sure your animal doesn't walk in Rosh Hashanah. It's only if it happens in Rosh Hashanah.
Right. If you're invited, then you don't know.
So. But if you're invited, then also maybe you know. It's only if you. If you go into somebody else's
place, so you can't wash your hand and take much of an animal. Sounds like a step on the ground.
So make sure your animal doesn't go there. Well, you can say the same. You can't stop your animal from walking on things. Yes, you can. Don't let your animal go into their rishus. Right? So here's one. Don't let your animal go in their rishus to stop the stones from flying. So that's a pshati. The pshat is totally same now, meaning according to Rashi, bemet by tzoris is no kiyuv whatsoever. Halacha Moshe Messina introduced a new chiyuv, or a new chiyuv, as you would say. And we're going to see in Rashi a couple of places where it's moved forward in Rashi, and then in Achanan we're going to see the Rosh was chaylik. We saw Rosh already in the second peg was chaylik. We're going to see the Rosh in our peg is chaylik. And then Achanami, there's a machlekes. Here at this place, teaching us what a Papa meant when he said told the same love kiyitzvei. Rashi told us clearly right at the beginning, told the same love kiyitzvei, meaning that there's no chiyuv for the toll. Why is it called the toll? Should look after it at least. There's no chiyuv for the toll. There is no chiyuv for the toll of tzurius. There is no chiyuv. So why does one need to pay? Halacha b'moishet misinai, new chiyuv. Not a chiyuv of nizokin, it's a new chiyuv of halacha mishnisinai. It's not because of the av, it's a new chiyuv. It's a new chiyuv of called halacha mishnisinai tzuris. Says the Gemara, v'amai koyne tolda deregel. If really it's a new chiyuv, so why call it regel? Call it tolda of keren. So why call it tolda of regel? It's chatinet, right? So why not call it told of the care? Answer is, because I want to say it's Adino Lakai the Shali Menaliyah. You have to pay Menaliyah. The reason why it's called regal is because it's not like Karen where you pay me gufoy up to the value of the animal that damaged, but rather it's like regal that pays according to the damage it did, irrelevant how much the mazik was worth. Fede Gemara Kasha, Vami boy, Rova had that shayla. How can you tell me that's so posh? That's the Shalim and Aliyah. Rova had the sopag about it. Boy, Rova, anyone remember this Gemara? Chatzin Edictorios. Rova had the shayla regarding Chatzin Edictorios. Migufoy Mishalim, Oy Menaliyah Mishalim. Rova had the shayla. Chatzin Edictorios, that's the Koteret. Chatzin Edictorios, is it Migufoy Mishalim? Is it from its the value of the animal that did it, or Imali Mishalim, what do you pay from a bank account? So how could you Me'aliyah is the higher amount, meaning not dependent on how much the mazik was worth, but rather the full value. Right? The higher amount. So how could your papa say, so clearly that there's no chiyuv, and it's called a toldov regel because of Me'aliyah, Rabbi had a song about it. Answers the Gemara, Le Rabba, Mi Boye, Le, Rabbi had a song about it, Le Papa Pshitari. Le Papa was possible to Le Papa that you pay Me'aliyah. So Le Papa said, out of the always, there's some always that you pay Nezek Shalit, the Toldos are like the Av, and there's some always that the Toldos are not like the Av. And what was his Toldo that's not like the Av? Tzurius. It means you're saying you're calling Tzurius a Toldo. Of what? Of Rega. Why is that Toldo of Rega? It's really completely new here. Why is it Toldo of Rega? Because it's Shalim and Aliyah. Shalom Aliyah, Rava wasn't sure about that. Okay? Rava wasn't sure, but her papa was. Her papa's calling it a Toldo regal because you do pay Mali. Okay, so what does Rava do with that? I mean, Mai said it's called a Toldo regal. Everyone knows Chatzi Nezek Tzurius is a Toldo regal. So why is it called a Toldo regal? The Rava, Demi Boyle. Am I currently told of the regal? Why is it called a told of regal? The poitro b'shusarabim. They say just like regal, you're potter b'shusarabim. So to tzoyis, on spot b'shusarabim. That's why it's considered regal. As opposed to care, it's called regal because it's potter b'shusarabim. So that's the shiny. Really, it's a whole new mazik. It's not really regal. It's a whole new mazik. It's called tzoyis. The reason why we call it a toldo regal is because it shares the same halacha as regal. In which way? Either ma'aliyah or mirshut zarabim. The pot in mirshut zarabim. Only chayiv mirshut nizik. Kerem is chayiv migufoi and chayiv mirshut zarabim. Regal, tzoreis is regal. Either regal regarding the fact that it's pot in mirshut zarabim. It's pot in mirshut zarabim. Or it's regular to say that you don't pay man. Out come the Gemara, the two dots. Now let's see.
Why not?
Could be both. According to a Papa, could be both. But according to Rob, it's only one.
Could be both. When the Gemara asks that it's maybe Karen, was the Gemara possibly saying it's Karen and it's nothing other than? And therefore, it's not what the Papa was talking about because they're both, it's the same halakha.
So let's see Rashi. Yeah, Rashi is going to be very limited on this. Says Rashi, Bechatzin Nezik Tzoris. You see, Bechatzin Nezik Tzoris? Shahoisam Aleches. The animal was going, Betizot Tzoris Beagleo, and it kicked up the stones with its feet. Meshibois Akedim, and it broke the Kedim. The Kaimelon. We paskin Hilchasa Gemiro le Moshe Mesinai de Memoino Veloiknas. We paskin that this Aloch Moshe Mesinai is telling us that Tzoris is Momoin and not Knas. The Aloch Moshe Mesinai is telling us that Tzoris is a Momoin and not a Knas. That's what Aloch Moshe Mesinai is telling us. This Rashi, when I saw it, didn't know what he's talking about. So Erza, Aloch Mesh Mesinai, that Tzoris is a moment and not a knas. We all know the Rosh told us that Tzoris is, and what's Aloch Mesh Mesinai? It's really regal, just cut down by half. So there's no way that it's going to be a knas. Now Aloch Mesh Mesinai is not teaching us it's not a knas. Now Aloch Mesh Mesinai is telling us that it's a set of Mezek Shalim. It's Chatzi Nezek. So what does Rashi mean? The Hilchos of Gemira on the Moshe Mesinai, the Memoino. Aloch is it's a Momoin. What's it's a Momoin? Right? The halacha which we see that is it's written, it'll come down by half, no? So this is the Rashi. Rashi here holds not like that. Rashi holds that Tzoyus really is nothing. The halacha which we see that introducing a new chiyuv. That introducing of a new chiyuv could be Fen Michatzinezek, could be a Knas, or could be a Moen. We know by Karen, Chatzinezek is a Knas. So it could be a Knas. Or it could be a Moen. Says Rashi, that's what we're saying. Chatzinezek choice is regal, meaning it's got in of a Moen. The Afal Gav.
Is the Rosh saying as well?
No.
I don't know, but
the Rosh says.
He's saying it's Mama. It's regal, it's really Mama.
No, what? Rashi saying that's what Allah Mishim is teaching us. Now, a lot of what we've seen is teaching us it's Moin and not Knas. According to the Rosh, there wasn't a Habimina to say that it should be Knas. Because they're all regular, it's regular. Regular about is Moin. It's a lot of what we've seen that said, cut down the Nezek from Nezek Shorin to become Knasi Nezek. Is a Habimina should be Knas?
No. If I'm trying to put the blind slide of reading Rashi, it's not going to give us a lot of what we've seen. Okay? And it's from Mom, not below Knas, is what I'm saying.
The Halachas of Gemira Lo the Moshe Misinai, the Halacha which we learned from Sinai was the Memoino Hu Veloi Knas. That it's money and not Knas.
Sounds like what the Rosh is saying, maybe I'm reading.
The Halacha which Misinai is teaching us that it's Mom and not Knas. Is the halacha teaching us that?
It sounds like.
In the Rosh, is the halacha teaching us it's not Knas?
He says it's Mama.
Is the halacha teaching us it's cut in half? Or is the halacha teaching us that it's not a Knas? What's the halacha teaching us? Is there any Habimin in the world that Chatzinetic, Tzorois, is a Knas?
There's
such a Habimin in the Rosh?
I'm just in the Rosh. I don't even know. I'm not sure if we got it.
Fair enough. But the Rosh said that Chatzin Nezek, the Halacha told us that take the Nezek Sholem and cut it in half. It's really regular. Special dispensation to knock it out.
Right, but essentially it's regular.
Right. If it's regular, it's not Knas.
Correct.
So the Halacha wasn't teaching us that it's Knas. That it's not Knas. What was the Halacha coming to do? The Halacha was coming to downgrade, or the Halacha was coming to teach us the new Chiyuv?
To downgrade.
So if downgrade means I know already what regal is. Regal is moment. It's coming to downgrade that Chiyuv to knock it down by half. Right. Go to Rashi. Rashi didn't know that. Rashi, the halacha is teaching us from Sinai that this payment that one needs to pay is Momen and not Knas. Means it was, you see there's a certain Chatzinezek, it could be Momen or it could be Knas. The halacha is telling you, no, it's Momen. That means it's coming to make up a chiyuv and labeling this chiyuv. This new chiyuv which exists, I'm labeling it as a moin and not a knas. Starting point is it's not regal, so it could be a moin or it could be a knas, and the halacha is labeling what it is. So you're going to come to the Rosh.
Yeah, therefore, it doesn't know it's a mama, according to the mirror. Therefore, it's a form of
right. Oh, right. Because how the halacha defined it, now I'll know whether it's regal or keren. Based on how the Halacha defined it. Based on how the Halacha defined it, that's all know whether it's Keren or Regal. Shein Keren, according to the Rosh, there's no sort of what it is. It's about the Regal. Right?
Yeah.
Just got downgraded from being Nezek Sholem to Chatzinezek. You see how you read it in Rashi? The Kaimelov, the Hilchasa Gemir Lomish Misinai, the Halacha was taught to Moshe Sinai. Then what? What was the Halacha taught? The Memoina Uvaloi Knas. The Halacha was this Chatzinezek, which I'm now telling you about, is Momain and not the Knas. Yeah? You just look in
the end of the day, Rashi and Papa Paul call that it's Momain.
Yeah. Right. What was the halacha mishnah sinai? Was the halacha mishnah sinai teaching us that?
Or was it
just taking an existing chiyuv and downgrading it? What was the halacha mishnah sinai doing? You're asking what's happening. You may not well find out in a minute, but what was it coming to do?
If it's a whole new category in itself, and whether or not it's going to be considered a kanas or it's going to be considered a mama, then saying that it's mama, not kanas, but it's own, if it's its own category, then how do you call a regia?
Oh, how you call a regia? We're going to say in a minute. Yeah. Now, if you look
at so far for Rav Papa's purposes.
The Gemara asked that question. Why is it called Rega? If you look at the Rosh, just to bring out Pshat and Rashi in. If you look at the Rosh, the first simon in the Rosh, there's a little dalet there, just to help us find it.
Where in the Rosh?
There's a little dalet.
The
first simon Aleph, the first page, there's a little dalet.
Brackets or anything?
Yeah. A little dalet in brackets. Everyone see the little dalet? Yossi, you have it? Says the Rosh, Hardikama Hilchsa Gemira de Mamainahu. That what the Gemara says, Hilchsa Gemira de Mamainahu, Laha Loi Boy Hilchsa. I don't need that halacha to tell me it's a mommy. De Mamainah Mamainahu. It's partial that it's mommy. Kim de Toldo de Regal Hava. It's a total regal. The halacha is not going to tell me it's mommy. The halacha is going to tell me it's chatzines. That's what the Rosh says. Because the Rosh is the same Rosh that said in Peg Base, halacha base, the same Rosh that says that it's poshut, the halacha is going to downgrade. It's that Rosh, that's the Rosh. Halacha Mishnah Sinai is coming to downgrade an existing chiyuv, and I know it's mamoy because I know it's regel. So I don't need the hilchasa to tell me it's mamoyno. The Rosh of the Gemara was hilchasa gemir chatzinet exorius the hilchasa gemirlo. So Rashi said the hilchasa gemirlo was what? It's mamoy. That's what the hilchasa gemirlo is come to tell me it's mamoy. Says Rosh, I don't need Allah to tell me it's mamoy and not knas. I know that already because I know it's a regal. That's poshut. It downgraded an existing chiyuv. Rashi doesn't learn like that because Rashi learns, like we've been saying already now, mukha from the whole sugi das Rashi, that there's a new chiyuv. It's not regal. It's a new chiyuv. A new chiyuv called tsroyos. And now we need to define it. We're defining it as what? As mamoin or knas? It's a chatzinetik, a new chiyuv. Says Rashi, the halacha will define it as mamon. Afal gav, says Rashi, back to Rashi. Afal gav, first word on the line is the palga. Afal gav, the palga nezek shal negicha v'knas. Even though chatzi nezek of negicha is a knas, k'domino l'kamon, like we're going to learn later on and after Zvov, but hi palga nizke, this palga nizke, Mamayno is a mamay, and that's what the halacha of Moshe Mishnah is teaching. There's a new chatzi nezek, and you should know, don't make a mistake thinking it's a knas and give a din a keren. Yep. It's a mamay. It's got din a regel. Behilkoch, since with halacha is teaching us it is a mamay and not knas, then I've told the keren and a regel. It's not anymore going to come under the category of Karen. It's going to come under the category of Regel. To Mikoyah, Regel, the Osul. The reason why it comes under the category of Regel, it came because of a Regel. Och Regel, loya. It's not my Regel. The Regel, Mishalim, Ezek Shorim. Because Regel pays Ezek Shorim. The Hagno, the Papa. This is what a Papa was saying. We found something which is a toldog regal. Why the toldog regal? Because it's chatzi nezek mamoin. It's a chatzi nezek mamoin that comes through a regal. Therefore, we're going to call it a toldog regal and not a toldog keren. And It's yet not Rega, because Rega pays the Shalom. So that's what Papa meant. If Papa meant when he said that is told the same now Gatesman, he meant this new type of told. A new type of told of Rega. It's not Mamish told of Rega. It's a new type of told of Rega. It's something which Mechadish does, which could have gone two ways. And the Torah of Mechadish should say, no, we're going to put it under the Rega category. That told same is Lav Kyutzman. It's not Rega itself, not Nazim Shalom. It's not Kyutzman. It's no Chiyuv with the Chiyuv of Katsinez.
Rashi seems to be making an assumption that Karen isn't Nas. Does everybody agree to that? I thought that there was an opinion that says that Karen is Mama.
It's a machlok, like he says, Kedamina Kalam, like the Gemara of Tezvav. It's a machlok, like is in the Gemara. Right, the Palgan is a point of
that holds that it's Mama. Then you don't have this letter in front of the Palgan. this put to stand up.
Yeah, Papa's going with the Palgan, it's good Knot.
Okay.
Papa's going with that. Yeah? The problem is, yeah, Papa there holds. Mom. Papa there holds Mom. It says, it's my Palgan, it's your Papa on me now. I'm going to read him Shoma class. We mentioned this problem really like this. That's a slight problem in this thing. But yeah. But you're saying that a lot of which we see, I mean, it could go either way. And yet, the problem himself holds its mom, the Bayati. Okay, that's what Rashi said. The Maise, Palganitka, Shalagir, there's a thing of Knas. Yeah, it's a big problem. Okay. So pray tell you pray the next line of the Rashi Ramai. Ramai clearly told of the Rega. Ramai clearly told of the Rega. Or the Rina Mishalem is Kamoiso. Why did he call the told of Rega? Maisa got no chiv like Rega. There's no chiv whatsoever, really. Really, Rega pays. And really, this doesn't pay. So why are you considering a told of Rega? It doesn't pay like the. It doesn't pay like the Avrich Lal. Yeshalem min aliyah. She'im ezikah. Yosef mashi shomer been damaged more than it was worth. Mishalem ahezek mi beisur. You have to pay mi beisur from his house. Means from his bank account. Not from this animal. If this animal, the damage was worth X amount, and the damage it did was more than X, was X plus, the plus you have to pay from find some other funds. He basically from his house. Ki regel, just like regel. Sim bo regel mitav sodim. But I have a Karen. Even though we could have compared it to Karen, it's not like Karen. Ein mazik mishalim el migufoy. Mazik pays migufoy. The sim bo mochris asher chay mechotzes kasper. Vim hizik yoisa al kedei domov. Mafsid hanizik. If it damages more than it's worth, then the nizik loses out. Karen, if it damages more than it's worth, the nizik loses out. So we made up, we're going to say, you've got the regal that you pay ma'aliyah. Well, the Rovo, Amaika, they told them they're
against. Huh? There are cases where
there
are cases where they're small enough, right?
If the animal's worth them. Only if the mazik was worth the full amount of damage.
Mazik.
If the animal that damaged was worth the value of the damage it did, then the nizik will receive full payment. Only in that case, if it did damage more than what it was worth, then the nizik loses out.
Now, why didn't he say mazik as opposed to just saying it's a little? That's a little.
Yeah, basically means from his funds.
Does that mean they might have removed his house?
No. Basically, I mean, from his funds, from his money, from anything. He has to provide the funds.
Any sorts.
Yeah. The Rabbi, a micro, they told the Rega, from the Rabbi holds it. Even my choice paid me Gufa. And we had a topic about it. So why was it called the Tolda Rega? The poetry we should say, Aaron. Ki Rega, the Rega in the Chayeves. Regal is not chayiv. Elim kein nichneses The shoes hanizik. I've got nechneses. What do you have in nechnesas? I've got soft added. Okay. The only chayv if it goes in a shoes hanizik, vezik and damaged. The simbo mishilach is biyo or biyo miste acher. I have shoes hanizik. The shoes hanizik. Okay, so that's why control is called a total regal because it's five only in a shoes ha. Nizik, as opposed to Karen, which is five and Chatsi Nezik, even in Shuster Rabbi. So we've gone through Rashi. I'm just being in a Kuda, we can't really stand on the Rashi forever. But the Rashi's got difficulties. I'm just pointing them out. Those of you that want to find through it, Simba Bakisha. Rashi already told us why it should be like Raven, because it's Momin and not Knas. So what's our question now? Why should it be called a Toldov Regel? As opposed to what? Told of Karen?
No, give it its own category.
That meaning?
Brand name.
Give it a brand name. So, name. Got its strokes, yeah? Now, Rashi, the whole way through, I must admit, that is how you learn the Gemara. The whole way through, Rashi says, always equates it to Karen. Regel to Karen. He says, lo yava ki Karen. Day in their muzzle. The loyaver kikeren is chayv in a shuzerah. Each time he's got a suffix, is it keren or regel? So that's a hard rashi. It should certainly be regel. It should certainly be, there's no harm in it, it should be keren. And the hell as it was, it's an amen. Pshat in the Gemara is probably like Yossi saying. But the question was very nice that you're giving it, it's a new mazel. But why call it regel? Well, Dregel, just to tell you, he's got the shares the same halachas as Dregel. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Sorry, I'm not going to learn the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara, that Avada, it's a new Av, a new thing called, sorry, it's got no shaykhus to anything. We're calling it Dregel because it shares the same halachas as Dregel, but not that it's a told of Dregel there.
Although Rashi does seem to hold that way, like when with the pig, with the Tabarat hair, with the snout, throwing food. He said that's not
Sroros. It's not
Sroros. But Rashi said it wasn't. Did somebody say that? Wasn't Mako between Rashi and Tosfos? Tosfos held that it was that you could have Sroros both by Shane and Regal, and Rashi holds only by Regal.
Oh, well, where was that Gemara again? A big bit of no, there's the nose. So what do you say? Shalom Nezik Sholim. Nezik Sheep, the other name hits it. Vizik. Shalom Nezik Sholim. So it's Mandakash. So it's your crack. 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 Rashi says, then why do you pay Chatzin Nezik?
Right, but he said it's not shame, but according to Tosfos, Soros is not limited to only being regular, it also could be shame.
Yeah, so what Jerry, what are you asking?
Just saying it's that Russians being insistent, it was just a comment.
I think you're asking me something. There is a question. Another question, I'm sure actually said the reason why it's so irregular is because it came from a regular, the curve regular loss. And that's negative, Rashi. That
what said
that? Rashi here said the reason why it's series of regular, and that the regular, the mikur regular, who also came from his regular. And there,
it's
come from his mouth. Now we can bring our discussion. So right. I thought that's what you were going to ask, but
wasn't regular, just normally
active,
but it
isn't.
What
I say? Yeah, it's orthodox. But Rashi says not. Rashi does say from regular. So Rashi. So the point of the could is. On our Rashi, which talk, Mietz Hashem, we can spend more even on these sugars, would be good, but we do have to move as well. So Mietz Hashem on Sunday, Thursday, we'll finish our thesis, and then we're starting a completely new sugya. We can already start preparing. Mabe, Behebe, Rav, Shmuel, what is exactly Shoy, what exactly is Regal, what's Shoy, and what's Mabe, in the Mishnah, is Shoy, Shem, is Shoy. Karen Shem Regel, is Shoy just Regel, is Shoy Karen, is Mav Hashem, Mav Odom, that's now the sugya coming up. So you can start. So finish off the tastes in, which you might have done them already.
Okay.
So we have four tastes in, we haven't seen. And then, Mav Vahevah, start the Gemara, go the key stick all the way through as far as you can go till. So Shmuel, so halfway down, Dalad Lamed Aleph is a Shmuel, my time of Alma Kirav. It's Rav and Shmuel, and then the Gemara explains Rav, and then the Gemara starts discussing my Shmuel, and all the way to the Kirav. So until halfway down, the Omad and Dalad Lamed Aleph. All right.